This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Gay Pride Month is over. Now the gays got to go back to having no pride. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Prideful president of the not gay movement. So here's what I've done. Since June, the month of my birthday, the summer solstice has now been taken over. It's like the rainbow. It's been taken over by the gays, okay? I've decided that the rest of the month belongs to the not gays. Welcome. Glad you guys are here. KJRadio.com is where you can find out more about us, the not gay movement. And by the way, if you happen to be gay, I welcome you. I don't have a problem with gayety. I just don't understand why gays like blacks, black leftists, don't want the entire year. See, when you don't worry about sexuality and such silly things like that, and you just want to be human, you can have the entire year. They could have Gay Pride Year. Why not Gay Pride Decade or Gay Pride Century or Gay Pride Millennia? You could have it all. Millennium. Okay, just one. They just get one. I'm saying they could be human for all time and not be leading with their naughty bits. Is their way of wanting things to, you know, people to recognize me. Recognize me for my gayety. Recognize me for the way in which the person I choose to have sex or the crazy way. I mean, really? Gay Pride Month is over. Yeah, go back to your rat holes, leftist gays who don't want to be part of the human race. Let me tell you something. I was in Paris for 8 days. There was a... Netflix is having some sort of gay pride thing because they have the rainbow with Netflix on multiple buildings. Saw dudes wearing pride hats and stuff like this. It wasn't like huge. It wasn't like it was in your face. They were walking around with their, you know, those leotard things that were, you know, like look like a thong bikini for men. They didn't have those. It wasn't like that. But they were all over the place. I'm sure there were gay people. I mean, it's gay pride, right? Gay people all over the place. I didn't have a beef with them. I specifically saw I could have reached out and slapped the hat off of a dude wearing a gay pride hat. I didn't care. What's up, man? Good for you. Whew. Happy for you. If that's the way you want people to understand your humanity, congratulations. Put on your rainbow hat, your rainbow shirt, whatever it is, and go, hey, check me out. I'm gay. But yeah, Pride Month ended while I was in Paris. I got there, Pride Month was going on. I got, you know, when I left, it was over. That quick, gays sucked up and gone. Really, like the rapture. the gay rapture. I don't know why that tickles me, like God going, okay, we're going to have two separate raptures. We're going to have the not gay rapture, the one that I have in the Bible, and then we're going to have the one specific for the LGBT. They're going to have their own heaven. What would that look like? Gay heaven. Nothing but show tunes. A lot of theater. Oh, man. Oh, San Francisco. You say it's gay heaven in San Francisco. Yeah. Okay. Fine. Let me say, anything on earth is not heaven. Gay people have terrible lives. They can front. They can act like it's all a bunch of parties and a bunch of, you know, what do they call it? These bathhouses, sex parties, whatever. Their lives are hell. And I'm not talking about because we make them that way. As conservatives, we don't. Their lives are hell because they live such a... I'm talking about gay leftists. I'm not talking about gay conservatives. Gay conservatives are just people who understand that they're not... You look, whatever your issue is, it's not bigger than God's grace. You know what I'm saying? But gay leftists, they got serious issues. They make lots of TV shows about them. The Logo Channel... Yeah, don't ask me how I know. I'm not closeted. But the Logo Channel is full of nothing but gay angst. But it's not the same angst as we have on the not gay channels. It isn't like ours. Yeah, it's human emotions and all that, but it's at a level that's so deep and destructive that you can't come out of that dark hole, that dark place. So that's why they give themselves a month. Let's give ourselves this month to leave our little dark places and say our pride. Woo! We lead with our sexuality. Yay! I'm a guy and I like having sex with other men, or I'm a woman and I like having sex with other women, or I'm a guy and I like having it both ways and a woman both ways and this, that, and the other. And I'm transsexual and I'm completely confused. Because I don't know really what I want. I don't know what I want to be. I don't know what I want to be called. I don't know how you should refer to me, how I should refer to you. I don't like your lifestyle any more than you like mine, but mine supersedes yours because I want government to tell you that. And you should be in jail if you don't like everything that I like. And none of the rules apply to them that apply to you. It's typical leftism. Leftism that wants to peel itself out and then be mad that it had to peel itself out because it didn't have to peel itself out. Don't misunderstand me, folks. The whole LGBT thing, there have been people that have certainly oppressed that segment of the population. No doubt about it. Any more than, say, short people get oppressed or less attractive people get oppressed and things like that. The oppression may be more overt in the sense of, oh, he's so gay, or you know, use the terminology or whatever. I make no mistake. Look, many of us have done it. We've called people, you know, I still allude to, I'll tell my son all the time, what, you playing like a girl? Now, that may make some women mad, but you know what? He gets it. He understands it, so I don't care. And I'm not going to change that. He may grow up in a generation where he says, yeah, well, you're going to play like a, I don't know, insert a word here that doesn't mean you play very well. He may grow up in that environment. I didn't. I grew up saying, man, you play like a girl, or you're like a pansy. I use that word a lot. Meaning an effeminate man. That's what I'm thinking about. An effeminate man. You know, somebody not willing to stand up for him or herself. What are you, little pansy? Stop. Stop crying over everything. Blah, blah, blah. That may be taboo at some point. If it happens in my lifetime, I'm still going to say it. But I get it. You know, we've certainly oppressed that group to a degree. And I don't know about you. I learned certain things about gays as a youngster that I outgrew. I was like, well, I don't really get it. My grandmother said they were funny. So I understood that. But I no longer oppress. I don't think I ever did anyway. But I certainly use terminology to let people know, hey, I'm not into that. But anyway, their month's over. We can move on. We got a lot to talk about today. Glad you guys are here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
I got more bad news for the Democrats. Oh my gosh. It makes me laugh. Whoa. I love it. Let me just read this. This is from spectator.org. A new Rasmussen report, national telephone and online survey finds that 74% of likely U.S. voters prefer a free market economic system over a socialistic system. Only 13% believe socialism is a better economic system. It's 13% are undecided. And those undecided just don't know what the definition is. So really, it's 87% who prefer the free market over socialism. That is a huge kick in the buttocks for the Democrats. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Wow. Here's what they says. You'll see evidence to the contrary of Rasmussen's findings. Of course, these are polls saying millennials are as interested in communism as in capitalism. And there is more anecdotal evidence that the Democratic Party, within the Democratic Party, that Bernie Sanders-style socialism is ascendant. The Democratic primary victory by avowed socialist Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez over New York Congressman Joe Crowley is being lauded as an example of the country's lurch leftward. You know, the Democrats look for lifelines everywhere. I'll give them credit as optimists. They look and they go, oh, look over there. In one of the most socialist places in the country, New York, in Crowley's district, they go, well, look at that. That must be how the country feels. That's like saying the things that happen in D.C., that's how people view the world. That's the problem with politicians, is they don't get out into the world and understand that people don't think like them, that they become jaded. That's the reason why they were supposed to go home so often, so they could get grounded. They need people around them to ground them. But instead, you know what they have? They have people around them who do nothing except indulge them. It doesn't matter what crazy idea, what crazy thing they want. They are like rock stars, and they say, I want all my Skittles to be green, and somebody has to sort them. For that reason, a new job gets created, sorting the Skittles. And then what happens to the other Skittles? They throw them out. They throw them out. God, I'm so good at making up these metaphors. This is crazy how they behave. And so, reading on, it says, but however skewed Rasmussen's poll sample might be, that 74% number indicates the Democrats are in serious trouble if they actually believe a far-left push is the key to winning these midterm elections. It isn't. It is a complete invitation to disaster. Now, look, I'm going to tell you something. Many times, the left will use misinformation to get us to do things that they want us to do. I'm not giving the left any misinformation. I'm telling leftists, the inside of people, the core of people, hate socialism. They care about their fellow man, but they are selfish in the sense that I've earned mine and I will determine where my charity goes. We understand, and we've been trained, and rightfully so, to understand that there is a need for government and there is a need for programs that help the least among us. But the problem becomes, who defines the least among us? When the least among us become those who flatly refuse to work, who refuse to contribute, who don't produce anything in society, and have the attitude of, yes, you owe me this, you have a problem. Socialism, communism, for that matter, in theory can work. I've talked about this before. Communism is an amazing concept where everybody puts all of their efforts together and says, let's dole it out amongst ourselves as we need it. The problem is man. Man is a greedy SOB. And somebody's going to go, you know, they left a little extra food there. I think I'll take it. Oh, nobody wants to take the Ferrari because we don't want to be thought of as bourgeois or pretentious. I'll take it. There's always somebody there ready to step in and take what the people have earned when it's put into the collective pot. And then at some point, because we are men, we are human beings, somebody goes, man, I've noticed that old Ted takes the Ferrari every time, right? Why am I getting the Volt? So, you know, that's what happens. And so suddenly you get these jealousies and all that. That's why it ultimately will fail. It has nothing to do with the system. The system on paper is a really good system. The idea that you are willing to put everything in there and take care of our downtrodden. And then again, the problem we have is who makes that definition of who's downtrodden? Maybe somebody goes, you know, I've noticed, I know Ted walks with a limp, but why can't he be postmaster? You know, it don't require a whole lot of walking. So that's the problem. And so when Ted is forced to earn a living and he says, you know what, I might not be able to pull the mule thing or, you know, to run the, I don't know, whatever what requires him to walk and use that bad leg, but I can go make a living doing something, using my mind, using my hands. That it forces you to do that. And here's the other thing that it forces you to do. The adversity forces you to be creative. It forces you to figure things out. Can you imagine communism? It isn't one. And again, on paper, it looks good. But does it force people to say, wow, I've got a better idea. We could do this differently. That's why I tell people all the time, and I think you guys have heard me say this, that communism is one of these things that it doesn't. And this is why these countries suffer and they don't have what we call that American spirit. The American spirit will break you down, man. It will. The American spirit will make you find the depth of your soul. Now that people, oh, Kevin, yeah, it'll make you hit rock bottom because it gives you all this opportunity. And when you fail, you're like, oh, man, if I can't do it in America. And so you have to soul search and you look deep within yourself. And then, you know what? You like the phoenix rise from the ashes and suddenly you're going, wow, this, you know, I figured it out. And you come out of that feeling like Superman. That's what the American spirit does. It allows you to break yourself down to your essence and come back. No other country does that. You, in Russia, okay, so what? You think things don't work out? Get in that line. Go get your toilet paper and your vodka and your gefilte fish. I don't know what they serve, you know, what food, but they give you something. But go get that potatoes. Is it potatoes? Is that what you're trying to tell me? Go get whatever they give you. And then that's it. And so you go, okay, well, that's what everybody gets. I got mine. I'll go home. You don't go, hey, let me go grow something. Let me go create something. Let me figure out a way to do something better. You just go jump in that line. And that's what it does. It beats the spirit out of you. Anyway, back to this polling. So I'm telling you, I'm going to give you numbers. I don't know if we'll do it today, but throughout the week, we'll be talking about numbers that are going to blow people's mind. I was on TV the other day interviewing against some lady, I don't know who she was, some leftist clown. And I'm telling her, blacks moving over to Trump, women moving over to Trump, millennials moving over to Trump, Hispanics moving over to Trump, Trump, you know, Democrats in general moving over to Trump. And she says, I don't know what majority you're talking about. And I said, I didn't say the majority. I said, there's a faction within all of those groups moving over to Trump. Anyway, we'll talk a little bit more about that when we get back. I got to take a short break.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
President Trump is to announce his Supreme Court nominee pick tonight at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. We're hearing from folks at the White House that President Trump has made up his decision, but has not disclosed that name yet. A few finalists we're hearing include Brett Kavanaugh and Thomas Hardiman. Republican Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana reminds us the one thing that the Supreme Court is supposed to do.
The purpose of the United States Supreme Court is not to make policy. Does it make policy sometimes, inevitably, in deciding a case? But the purpose of the U.S. Supreme Court is to interpret the law.
The Thailand cave rescue operation had suspended for the night, with four more boys freed, bringing the total to eight. Now there's still four more boys and the soccer coach to rescue. Dr. Mark Siegel joined Fox News to talk about some of the things the boys will be struggling with.
They're going to have flashbacks, my opinion. They're going to have derealization, periods of disorientation.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
So I alluded to this interview I did, I don't even know the lady's name, Erica something, and we were discussing Maxine Waters and the idea now that she's saying that there were 200 women who said that Maxine Waters was needed an apology from Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi because she's a woman of color and they needed to protect her against Donald Trump. Now, Maxine Waters has already come out and said, I don't need to be protected against Donald. I fight for myself, and I've been fighting this, that, and the other. But what's happening is Maxine Waters, let me just help you read between the lines. Maxine Waters is under fire, big time, in the Democrat Party. And so are Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi. So we have what's known as a rift. And I can get more into that in a bit. But let me finish this point and then we go, because I want to get into this Jake Tapper thing. But that rift, and I was having this discussion with this woman on, the Laura Ingraham show. Sat in for her. And the lady, I call Maxine Waters what she is, which is a congressional black circus clown. And because, you know, she's a member of the Congressional Black Caucus, which I call the Congressional Black Circus. And the lady says, well, you called all black people clowns. And I said, and, you know, I didn't try to argue, but I just said, no, I dismissed her. And I didn't see the segment, but I heard she's just completely flipping out, rolling her eyes, mad at me and all that. And I smiled the whole time because, you know, I know this lady, she is a clown. She wouldn't answer the questions when they were asking, Pete was asking her. You know, what do you think about this? Is it fair to use racial implications in this whole thing with Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi? Because Maxine Waters has created her own set of problems, calling for the impeachment of Trump for no reason. Black people are doing very well under Trump. And so, as I was saying earlier in the broadcast, I said, look, black people are starting to go for Trump. White Democrats are going for Trump. Women are going for Trump. Millennials are going for Trump. Latinos are starting to go for Trump. And she says, you show me any poll, any Republican pundit that will say that the majority of black. I said, I never said the majority. We don't need the majority to win. You know, and so we get into that discussion, and that's where all this sort of came to be. But my whole point of it was this. The Democrats are in big trouble. They're losing this vote. And by the way, they're losing their own people with this walkaway movement and all this, which I kind of jokingly say the walkaway movement began early in 2016, November 2016, when people started walking away from Barack Obama and walking towards Donald Trump. And that is what did it. These districts in Ohio and Pennsylvania and Michigan that had been won by Barack Obama in 2008 and some in 2012 were no longer won by them. So that movement began. Call it, give it a name, call it whatever you want, but these people have been walking away for a long time. Blacks have been walking away, women, Latinos, and all that I just mentioned before. And it's because of you. It isn't because of this one guy. It isn't because of Candace Owens. It isn't because of Kanye West. And it's not because of Kevin Jackson, per se. It's because of all this body of work done by many people, in which I will include myself. But mostly it's been because of you putting in the effort, going into the gym, the mental gymnasium it takes to be part of the political, equation. And you put yourself in the equation, thankfully. Which brings me to this. Now you've got the Democrats eating their own. Maxine Waters said of Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi that they are all about themselves. I played that clip. I know that's been over a week ago. They're all about themselves. They don't care about her, you know, the Democrats. They don't care about black folks. She called them out. Then, and here's what's funny about this. She then says, why aren't you protecting me against Donald Trump, who she has called a liar, a fraud, not her president, and so on and so forth. And Donald Trump is crushing Maxine Waters. She is being crushed under the weight of her anti-Trumpism. The Never Trumpers are practically non-existent. They have been so relegated to nothing, it's crazy. And so has the media, so has the DNC, and everybody's under all these different scandals and what have you. Even I heard that the Jeff Sessions let Awan, the Awan brother, off, which I find shocking. But they still have so many other things going on, and Russia investigation over stuff like that. But again, back to Tapper. And the clue that I keep telling you guys, there's things that you see that you go, wait a minute, this just doesn't happen. Part of it is you don't see Democrat leadership abandon the leader of the Congressional Black Caucus. You don't see that. You don't see the Congressional Black Caucus calling out the leadership of the Democratic Party and calling them essentially, I mean, what Maxine Waters didn't just call them. She said they were all about their own power. You don't have Democrats signing up petitions saying these people are nothing but a bunch of racists. You don't see that kind of thing. These are things, folks, that if I'd said to you 2-3 years ago, you're going to watch this happen, you would probably go, no. Now, I would have predicted and have predicted that you're going to watch the Democrats, and I've called it this for those of you who've listened to the Kevin Jackson Show for a while. I've called it the death spiral. That's what you're watching the Democrats go through, the death spiral. You can't rule with illogic and think that it's going to stay the same. Unless the world adjusts to your chaos, it can't stay the same. And we as conservatives have kept this thing always logical. Even in the illogical world that we live in, we've always said that's stupid to look at immigration this way. It's stupid to look at refugee resettlement this way. It's stupid to look at tax policy this way. It's stupid to look at foreign policy this way. And then enter Donald Trump, who brings that sanity and says, not only am I going to bring you this sanity in theory, I'm going to implement it. So you're watching the world of the Democrats collide. I mean, it is in a way that I can't even describe, and you're seeing it in ways that you probably never would have thought. So I want to move on and talk about how the hammer of Thor has fallen on the Democrats, and it came to I mean, there's going to be 1,000 examples between now and election time, but this one came to me because it was Jake Tapper interviewing Keith Ellison. Now, I'm going to tell you, I have never seen, it's been a long time since I've seen a CNN commentator grill somebody to this degree. So let's play the clip.
You've been decrying President Trump's bigotry. Obviously, you used to follow somebody who continually expressed sexist, anti-LGBTQ, and anti-Semitic bigotry, Louis Farrakhan. You've condemned Farrakhan's bigotry.
I would disagree with that, sir. But I'm sorry.
What are you disagreeing with?
That comes up in this context.
Well, you're decrying bigotry, and Louis Farrakhan is a pretty clear bigot.
Right, and I agree that that's true, and I think that I've made myself very clear. But look, that's the, going back to the false equivalency. You know, I don't have any support for what the individual you just mentioned stands for, nor do I agree with Trump's bigotry either. But that again, you know, anytime somebody tries to say that something is unfair and bigoted, if you're going to say, well, one time you sort of said something, or somebody said you said something, and then so nobody
you were a follower of bigotry. You were a follower of Farrakhan, sir.
No, I wasn't. Jake, I'm sorry. That's not true, Jake. But I just want to say to you, if anyone who raises concerns about bigotry then is put in a position to have to defend themselves, then we never get to talk about bigotry. And I hope that's not what your purpose is, Jake, because you've stood for an equal society. But if you're going to try to put me on the spot and have to explain myself, I didn't pass a Muslim ban. I didn't, right,
no,
Jake?
You didn't let me ask my question. My question was, the Washington Post fact checker in March gave you 4 Pinocchios for your claim that you have no relationship with him. And I want you to take a listen to Farrakhan talking in an interview about how you only...
That's not true.
And Farrakhan, well, the Washington Post fact checker did give you 4 Pinocchios, Jake, about that. That's just true.
Jake, they were wrong. Jake,
they were
Jake,
wrong.
I have not... It's untrue, Jake. I'm sorry. And, you know, I'm just... That's why you called me on your show today.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I'm going to stop there because the clip goes a little bit longer, and Jake Tapper continues to grill this guy because he deserved it. But what was funny to me is that that was not what the subject matter was about. It had to do with this controversial Muslim travel ban. And so what Jake Tapper was saying is, how can you accuse Trump of being a racist when you, in fact, have said these things? That doesn't happen in media. Not with a guy at the rank of Keith Ellison. I mean, I was watching that interview going, who are you and what have you done with Jake Tapper? But then it got me thinking, wait a minute. Why are they doing this? You know, Keith Ellison comes on. He's a Muslim in Congress. He's leaving. He's trying to run for attorney general. But he's, you know, normally they would just go run. Keith, tell us how racist Donald Trump is. He didn't do it. Jake Tapper's holding his feet to the fire. He's trying to say we're fair and balanced. And he's doing it with a black dude, member of the Congressional Black Caucus. Now, go back to what I said earlier. Why aren't Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer protecting Maxine Waters? Why is Jake Tapper grilling Keith Ellison, another member of the Congressional Black Caucus? Why are the Democrats throwing their black people to the wolves?
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, yourself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you like alkaline water or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I want to play the entire clip of Jake Tapper, grilling Keith Ellison over his association with Louis Farrakhan, who, by the way, Keith Ellison won't even say Farrakhan's name. I find that very interesting. Then Jake Tapper doesn't say it, so when you listen to the clip, just catch that nuance. But notice that Keith Ellison then tries to throw an olive branch to Jake Tapper as he says, Jake, it's hard for me to believe you're doing this. Now, I talked earlier about this in the context of when have you seen CNN, the media in general, attacking Democrats and particularly attacking high-ranking black Democrats? So I'm talking about the signs that you're starting to see, folks, that the Democrat Party is cracking. Listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. You can call us at 844-551-8255. Anyway, here's that clip.
You've been decrying President Trump's bigotry. Obviously, you used to follow somebody who continually expressed sexist, anti-LGBTQ, and anti-Semitic bigotry, Louis Farrakhan. You've condemned Farrakhan's bigotry.
But I would disagree with that. I would disagree with that, sir. But
what are you disagreeing with?
Comes up in this context.
Well, you're decrying bigotry,
no,
and Louis Farrakhan is a pretty clear bigot.
Right, and I agree that that's true, and I think that I've made myself very clear. But look, that's going back to the false equivalency. You know, I don't have any support for what the individual you just mentioned stands for, nor do I agree with Trump's bigotry either. But that again, you know, anytime somebody tries to say that something is unfair and bigoted, if you're going to say, well, one time you sort of said something or somebody said you said something, and then so nobody
you were a follower
about bigotry.
You were a follower of Farrakhan, sir.
No, I wasn't. Jake, I'm sorry. That's not true, Jake. But I just want to say to you, if anyone who raises concerns about bigotry then is put in a position to have to defend themselves, then we never get to talk about bigotry. And I hope that's not what your purpose is, Jake, because you've stood for an equal society. But if you're going to try to put me on the spot and have to explain myself, I didn't pass a Muslim ban. I didn't, right,
no,
Jake?
You didn't let me ask my question. My question was, the Washington Post fact checker in March gave you four Pinocchios for your claim that you have no relationship with him, and I want you to take a listen to Farrakhan talking in an interview about how you only...
That's not true.
And Farrakhan, well, the Washington Post fact checker did give you four Pinocchios,
Jake,
about that. That's just true.
Jake, they were wrong. Jake,
they were
Jake,
wrong.
I have not... It's untrue, Jake. I'm sorry. And, you know, I'm just... That's why you called me on your show today.
I didn't.
You know, because
that's not why I called you on
the
show.
Supreme Court,
but yes,
Jake, the Supreme Court has ruled that the president's ban on Muslims and Muslim countries, and it was started in his campaign rhetoric, that is okay. And now, Jake, you want me to have to justify myself based on facts that were not true and were always political. We can't have a conversation about bigotry because you're going to say, well, what about you? Did you ever in any way and anyone know or see anybody who was ever bigoted and therefore you have no moral standing to claim to decry bigotry? Jake, that's not true.
I'm not saying that at all.
And I'm sorry we're having this conversation.
The question I had about Farrakhan,
I came on here to talk about the Muslim ban.
I understand that. The question
and
I had for you.
Now you're trying to put me on the spot. It's not fair.
The question I had for you that I've been trying to ask is, Farrakhan said in 2016, you met with him in his hotel suite in Washington, D.C.
That is a false. That did not happen.
It did not happen.
I have
so
made that very clear. That is
lying.
Untrue. I'm not. I don't know if he's lying or not. I can tell you, I was in no such meeting. I've made that clear. You know that, Jake. I have denied this because it's not true. But here I am on your show having to talk about this when the Supreme Court just upheld what the president said was a Muslim ban from the very beginning. And so now I have to defend myself when that's not what the context of this discussion is about at all, Jake.
All I can say is, wow. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. There's so much going on there. And I love that. Here's what Ellison says. He says, we never get to talk about bigotry. He says, if I have to explain it through the eyes of what somebody else said, we never really get to discuss it. Are you kidding? That's all the left discusses. Then he goes on to say, I didn't pass a Muslim ban. Well, neither did Donald Trump. And oh, by the way, Keith, where were you when Barack Obama passed the same same travel order, if you will, with more teeth in it. I want you to concentrate on this for a second. He says, now you want me to have to justify myself about things that aren't true. I take you back to Donald Trump and David Duke supposedly saying he endorsed Trump. What did the left do? Oh, well, he didn't denounce David Duke, ergo, he's a supporter of David Duke. And Trump's going, I've never met this guy. What's his endorsement have to do with anything I have to say, with me? It's funny to listen to Keith Ellison's defense. You have no moral stance, he says, to decry bigotry, putting me on the spot for what other people have said. And technically, Keith Ellison is right. If he didn't say, I hate Jews or I hate white people, why should he be held accountable for what Farrakhan said? But then again, isn't that exactly what they do to us? Trump, guilt by association. I was listening to a guy right before I went on TV the other night, and he did the litany of how Trump was a racist. And he says in the 1970s, Trump didn't want to rent an apartment to blacks, and he got sued. Now, this guy knows that's a lie. He knows that it was part of a bigger lawsuit, and Donald Trump was a piece of it, and they just settled it. It was easier to settle than to fight it. But Donald Trump in no way there's not a person on the planet who would call this guy racist. He's dated black women. I mean, it's a matter of public record. Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton have commented about what Trump has done to improve neighborhoods where blacks have lived. He's helped them in many ways. I mean, I could go on. And as president, he's done more for blacks in less than 2 years than Barack Obama did in 8. And they're still going to cry out about bigotry and hatred and all this. But let me tell you, what Jake Tapper did is a big deal. I don't watch CNN, so I wouldn't have, seen this clip unless somebody gave it to me. Producers, obviously, thank you guys for finding that. But when I saw it, I went, this is a huge deal. Jake Tapper didn't back down, and the entire time of that segment, Jake Tapper stayed on the Farrakhan thing and didn't let up. Keith Ellison kept trying to pivot back. If you notice, he kept trying to pivot back. I was brought on here to talk about the Muslim ban. The Muslim ban. That's their talking point. It's a ban on Muslims. No, it's not. It's a ban on Muslim terrorists. Those who come from countries where we have a much higher propensity to be bombed by Muslim terrorists or to bring these Muslim terrorists in. That's who we're banning. And for the record, if you go back and look at some of these kids that we brought over from El Salvador, it was a girl that shot a cop, an MS-13 gangbanger, I think she's 16 years old. And there's a litany of these, there's just these kids that have come over through either refugee resettlement or some sort of amnesty deal or, some lax immigration policy that have just committed heinous crimes. And quite frankly, that's why Donald Trump is saying, I don't want it unless you come into this country legally and you've been vetted properly. We don't want you here. And there's nothing wrong with that policy. But Keith Ellison, he can, no matter how much he pivoted back, man, Jake Tapper kept going back. And what's funny is because I keep coming back to Ellison said, I'm on this program to discuss the travel ban. And that's intriguing to me. And here's why. Jake Tapper knows that. And Jake could have asked him the question and said, okay, well, let's just move on because we did bring you on for this. He doesn't do it. That was 4 minutes of Jake Tapper saying, okay, I know you're on for this, but let's get to this first. The announcement of Farrakhan. Now, here's what I keep coming back to, and I talked about it last segment. Not only is Jake Tapper going after Keith Ellison, he's clipping the wings of Farrakhan. And prior to this, we talked about what the Democrat Party is doing to Maxine Waters. They did, she wants support because she's saying we need to impeach Trump and he's a racist and he's all these things. And Pelosi and Schumer are saying, you're on your own. You made your bed. You've been wanting to impeach him. We've been trying to counsel you on how to do this and you won't do it. You're on your own. Folks, this is cataclysmic for the Democrats. What you heard, if you didn't see the clip, is one of the biggest signs of the collapse of that party.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.